a morning today. Stop and brachos. Stop lamed. We are in Chavtes Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, first two dots of the Amud. So Tfilas Okeva. One is not allowed to make his Tfilas Keva. That's Shitas Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah. There was no dissenting viewpoint in the Mishnah, and the Gemara now wants to know what exactly does that mean, making your Tfilas Keva. Now, to remind all of us exactly how he feels about this, so if you look back at the Mishnah writes, the Mishnah goes back to Chav Chesam and Beis, Rebbe Lazar Omer, also Tfilas Okeva. By making your Tfilas Keva, which we're going to translate as literally fixed, ain't Tfilas Otachanunim, so your Tfilas does not represent real supplication. It's not a good tefillah. Okay, so there are two issues. One the Gemara is going to deal with, the Gemara is really not going to deal with. One is, what's the definition of keva? And the other issue is, okay, so if let's say you did your tefillah keva, so the Mishnah says your tefillah is not tachanunim. Does that mean your tefillah is not good at all? So that second issue the Gemara doesn't really deal with, Gemara doesn't deal with at all. But at least the first issue the Gemara is going to deal with. My keva, what exactly does that mean? I'm Rav Yaakov Beidi, I'm Rabbi Yoshia, kol shetefillah so doma lav kemasui. So your tefillah to you is like a burden. So you're davening because you just want to get it over with. Rashi writes, "V'hainu lashon keva chok kavua." So keva over here just simply means that it's a law, it's a fixed law, meaning I got to do it. So alayla is palav v'tzarech ani latzesi dechavasi. I got to daven. I just got to get over with it. So that is one pshat. The Gemara is going to give four in total. V'rabbanan amre. The Gemara gives a second pshat. Kol mishe'ino omra b'lashon tachanunim. You don't say it in the language of supplication. So, kind of hard to exactly give operational definition of what this means. Right? The tone, right? The way you're saying it. Third pshat of the Gemara, Rabba v'Rav Yosef d'Amar Tavar, kol shein yochol lechadesh badavar. If you're not able to add something new to your davening is going to be the same davening that it was one davening ago, two davenings ago. It's really just the same ideas being projected again and again, and you don't add anything to it. Now, on this, Rav Yosef says, you know, I could do it. Rabbi Zera says, I could do it. I could be mecharish badavar, but I'll tell you what, there's a risk in doing so, because if I'm trying in my Shmon Esrei to be mecharish badavar, I'm trying to come up with a new idea, so what's going to happen is I'm going to lose out on the nusach, meaning I'm focusing on what I need to say, and now I have to interject with something new. So he feels that that's going to actually distract him from his davening and not improve his davening. Wherever it's thematically appropriate, right? Wherever it's appropriate. And the fourth pshat of the Gemara, Abaye bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, Damir Tavayu kol she'ein mispalal im dimdum echama. The idea of not making your tefillah keva is that you should be davening with the sun, dimdum echama. Now that's on both sides, meaning shachris, you want to daven as close to Netz as possible, and by mincha you want to be davening with shkiyas hachama, right before shkiyas hachama. Rashi writes in dindu mechama tefillas yotzer im anetz hachama. It's funny, Rashi points to tefillas yotzer, right, the first bracha of kriya shema. But and you understand though, the tefillas yotzer is a bracha about the sun rising, and Rashi continues the tefillas mincha im shkiyas hachama. Good. So, Dam Rabbi Chebar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, mitzvah lespal im dimdum mechama. So the mitzvah is to daven with the sun on both sides, on shachris and on mincha. The pasuk that we already quoted earlier in the Masechta, the Gemara quotes it again, speaking to this idea that it is best to daven at these times. Your fear should come with the sun, and lifnei yarech dor darim, and before the moon. Now the moon obviously is a moving target. The moon does not come at a fixed point in time, but the new moon, at least we could speak about the hischachos of the moon, which had the weather been a little bit better last night, you would have seen it. So the new moon comes at towards the evening. So okay, so that's the those are the optimal times of davening bo shachris and mincha. And laita alah b'marava aman dematzim dimdum mechama. Now in Eretz Yisrael they did not like this minhag of davening mincha right before sunset, because what is it? It's high risk, high reward, but it's high risk. In other words, you're davening now right before sunset, and what if something right now distracts you from that? So that's it. You're going to lose your opportunity to daven mincha. So in Eretz Yisrael, they did not like this minhag. They prefer davening mincha earlier in the afternoon. Okay, my timer. Dilma mitzvah v'lo leishaita. The Gemara spells it out. You're gonna be torif. You're gonna be distracted, and you won't be able to be davening. And because you gave yourself such a small window of time, so you're going to lose out your tefillah altogether. Rabbi Shmuel Hamalach b'makom shkanim mispalat tefillah ketzara. B'chosh Parshas Ha'avar. Okay, Tefillah Kitzara. Now, later this morning, we're going to point out that there are differences between Havinenu and Tefillah Kitzara. So that's coming up a little bit later on. But in the meantime, however, if you go back to our Mishnah, so we were also introduced to the idea of a Tefillah Kitzara. This was introduced to us in the Mishnah by Rabbi Yoshua. Back in the Mishnah, if you're holich b'makam sakana, so you're walking in a dangerous place, you simply don't have time right now, the time to daven. So not even Havinenu, not even the abridged version. So what do you do? Tefillah Kitzara. And what is it? So the Mishnah gives us a Nusach HaTefillah. And so the Gemara now is going to comment on this Nusach HaTefillah, and others had other Nuschaos. Let's see the Gemara inside. Okay. So my Parsha HaIbor. Now, in the Nusach that was given to us in the Mishnah, so it described the Parshas over here, meaning the way we're going, like Parshas Drachim, and Parshas HaIbor. Now, that word, in context, it's difficult to explain what it means. And that's what the Gemara wants to know. My Parsha Sa'ibur, what exactly does that mean? The Gemara here is going to offer two pshatim. Number one, I'm Rav Chisa, I'm Rav Ukva, Afila B'shasha, Tamis Malei, Aleihem, Evra, Ki'isha Ubra, Yikol Sarchem Lefanecha. So one pshat is that even when, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're angry with us, and Evra over here, from anger, Ki'isha Ubra, also playing on the word of a Me'uber, a woman who's pregnant. So you call Tzachem Lefanecha, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know we still have needs. I know you're angry with us, but we have needs. And so please be merciful with us. That's one version. Nikadami, now in another understanding, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Mar Ukva, Afilo B'Shah Shehim Ovrim Al Divrei Torah. So the word Iber comes from the word Over, meaning to be an Avaryan. So even when you're over, even when we're over Al Divrei Torah, you call Tzachem Lefanecha. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should have compassion upon us. Tanu Rabbanan Amalech Memakom Gedu Dechaya V'Listim. So let's say a person is walking and it's a really dangerous area. Armies, wild animals, robbers. Mispal Tefillah Kitzara. So a person should be davening a shortened tefillah. Ve'ezui Tefillah Kitzara. So what is the Nusach? So in our Mishnah, we were given one version of the Nusach. Now we're going to be given a couple of other versions based on various Tanayim. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Aser Ritzoncha, Bashamayim Mima'al. So may be your will from above. Attain nachas ruach li'reecha, and give peace of mind to those who fear you. Mitachas va'atov be'inecha say, and do whatever is good in your eyes. Baruch at Hashem, shamei tefillah. That's one nosach. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shema shavas amcha Yisrael. Listen to the tefillahs of the Jewish people. V'asei meher b'kashasam, and do what they want very quickly. Baruch at Hashem, shamei tefillah. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, shamei tzakas amcha Yisrael. Listen to the pleas. V'asei meher b'kashasam. Baruch at Hashem, shamei tefillah. There really are just subtle differences between them. Like you really have to be a master mispalel to really see the differences between them. To me, they look awfully similar to one another. Acherim omrim, according to the position of the Acherim tzarchi amcha Yisrael merubim. So the needs of the Jewish people are many. Vedatam ktsara, our minds aren't that big to even understand what we need to ask from you. So you should give everyone their parnasa that they need. Give every single person that which he needs. I'm Rav Huna Alach Kecherim. And of the nuschaos that we just went over, so Rav Huna says that we're going to be following the last position of Acherim in terms of what the correct nusach is for this Tefillah Kitzara. Okay. We're going to come back a little bit later this morning. We're going to ask the obvious question. There's something called the Me'ein Shlosh Esrei, Me'ein Shmon Esrei, right? The abridged version of Shmon Esrei. And we just learned together there's something called Tefillah Kitzara. And they're both abbreviated forms of davening. And there's a difference between them and what the difference is between them. So that's coming back in just a little bit. The Gemara in the meantime, however, is going to just deviate a little bit. And we're going to talk about another tefillah while we're on the journey. We call it Tefillas HaDerech. This is it. This is a Gemara that deals with the halachas of Tefillas HaDerech. Not a lot of Gemara. There is a lot of halacha, but not a lot of Gemara on this topic. Amalei Eliyahu l'Rav Yehuda, Achud Rav Salah Chasida. So Eliyahu over here presumably is a reference to Eliyahu Navi, presumably. But he now has the following discussion with the following Gemara. Lo tirtach v'lo techte. So some lessons of life, advice. Number one, don't get angry. You don't get angry, you're not going to sin. And lo tarvi v'lo tachte. And also don't get drunk. So avoiding getting drunk is also going to be a great way of avoiding sin. U'kushat ha'yotze l'aderech imalach b'konecha. And when you're going on the journey, so you should counsel. You should consult with your Creator. Ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'tzei. And only afterwards then you should go. Mayim alech bekonecha. So what does it say? So what is this idea that you're going to be counseling with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? So Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chista, Zu Tfilas HaDerech. It's a reference to Tfilas HaDerech. Right? I just have such a wonderful question, which I really wish I knew the answer to. So it says consult with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So normally in a consultation, so you're going to get an answer. So over here, I understand. The tefillah aspect of it, I understand. The petitioning, I understand. The consultation, which the Gemara over here makes reference to. So when exactly are you going to be getting the answer? Okay. Anyone who goes on a journey needs to say Tfilas HaDerech. My Tfilas HaDerech. What's the nusach? So here we are again, treated to an actual nusach in the Gemara. Both send me and us and accompany me and support me on my journey, all in peace. And you should protect me from all my enemies. V'tishlach bracha b'masa yadai. Or in this case, in the first version, it probably reads masa yadi. And you should give me bracha based on my actions. V'tizchanein lahen l'chesel rachamim b'einechum v'einim kol ro'e, or ro'i probably. Bracha teshem shomei tefillah. Okay, it looks awfully similar to our nusach, maybe with very subtle differences. But there is one consideration, however, where this nusach departs from our nusach, and that is the first way the Gemara has given it to us, it's belashon yachid. It is in the singular language. Amar Abaye. And on that, Abaye makes the following. La'olam lishatef inasham sheba adi tzibure. When you're davening, so you should include yourself in the tzibur. So hechinema. So that means to say that when you're davening, even though you're davening for yourself, but you should include yourself amongst others and say it in the plural. And so therefore, all we're going to do now is shift the Tfilas HaDerech from Elosh Yachid to Elosh and Rabim. And the Gemara says, in Hechi Neima, what do you say? You're Tzomah Fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu Shetolicheinu L'Shalom V'chulei. And so that's what we do, obviously, that we say it B'Losh and Rabim, even though you're saying it only on behalf of yourself, but you're being Kolal Atzma, you're including yourself amongst the Tzibur. Amos Matzlei. Gemara's question. We are now on the top of Lamed Amad Aleph, three lines down. So when do you make the Tfilas HaDerech? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Mishah Shemahalach B'Derech. So until the time that you are going on your journey. We're going to clarify that point in just a moment. So, next question of the Gemara, follow up. Ad Kama, and how long? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Ad Parsa. So it's up to a Parsa. So the Gemara over here certainly gives us a length of distance. What is the Gemara asking and what is the Gemara answering? So Rashi over here offers two pshatim. Rashi says ad kama zmana lehispalo. So you're going on a journey. So the first way Rashi understands the Gemara's question of ad kama is basically up until what point in time can you say Tfilas HaDerech? And the answer is ad parsa. And if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi writes ad parsa. Avola lo acher shahalach parsa. But not after you've traveled the parsa. Meaning, the way Rashi understands it, his pshat is that you are only given a certain window of time in which you get to say Tfilas HaDerech. After that point in time, it's too late. Now, why? Meaning, what is this pshat of Rashi? So presumably, the pshat of Rashi is based on the fact that what is Tfilas HaDerech? Tfilas HaDerech is basically, like the Gemara said in the very beginning. So it's a consult, meaning before you do something. But once you're now doing it, so the consultation is too late, meaning you have no longer the right to consult. That would seem to be the explanation of Rashi's first pshat in the Gemara. Now, admittedly, that's Rashi's first pshat, but it's not the only pshat of the Gemara. In fact, Rashi himself admits that there is another way to explain the Gemara. He quotes Halachas Gedolos. I'm reading on in Rashi. It's the second Rashi on the Amud. Sorry, third Rashi on the Amud. The question of the Gemara over here is not how long of a time do you have to say Tfilas HaDerech, but rather, how long of a journey do you need to go on in order to say Tfilas HaDerech? Meaning, what's the sheer traveling in order to demand a Tfilas HaDerech? So Ad Parsa is telling me that you must be traveling at least a Parsa. Afilu ein lo leilech ela Ad Parsa, aval derech pachos mi Parsa ein tzarech lispal tfilazu. Anything less than a parsa doesn't demand the Tfilas HaDerech. That's the Bahag's pshat. Now, obviously, there's a significant difference between Rashi and the Bahag, aside from the obvious, which is how to understand the Gemara's question. But that means to say that after you've traveled the parsa, you ask Rashi, can I still say Tfilas HaDerech? Rashi would say no. According to the Bahag, would I need to say Tfilas HaDerech? Yes, of course, because you've now traveled the requisite amount of time that you need to say Tfilas HaDerech. So that would be an obvious difference between Rashi and the Bahag.
What's wrong if you
what's wrong? So I explained. I suggested a pshat in Rashi. Because the whole idea of Tilas HaDerech is that you're consulting with him on whether or not you should go. Once you started traveling already, it's too late.
Right. The parse is beyond
Overly Asiyasim. Right. Overly Asiyasim is generally speaking by Birchus a mitzvah. Okay. I hear it. It's just, you know, that's generally the when the Gemara employs the idea.
It's just in the commentary begging. You see, we're not just consulting, we're begging.
Okay.
So
fine.
Where is our intention?
If
we're already
like halfway through our journey. Yeah, okay. Right. Okay. Hechi Matzli La. Now, now how do you say Tfilas HaDerech? Rav Chisda Amar Me'umas. Rav Chisda says you got to be standing, and Rav Sheshet Amar Afilu Mahalach. Rav Sheshet says even while traveling. Now Rav Sheshet's position obviously just intuitively makes a lot of sense. Meaning the whole point is that you're making the Tfilah Al HaDerech while you're traveling. So it'd be a little bit strange while you're starting on your journey, while you're starting your travel. Okay, let me stop now. Let me stand. Let me say Tfilas HaDerech. So admittedly, the Rav Chisda position is a challenging position, but at the same time, he's obviously taking into consideration Kavana and the idea that you got to be really focused on what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. Tosus over here on the very top. So he sides with Rav Sheshet in terms of the halacha. Anyway, but we have a story to follow up. Back to the Gemara, Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshet, Vakasa Baorcha. So Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshet were traveling together. And they are participating in the debate that we just learned together. And meanwhile, Kam Rav Chisda v'kam Matzli. So Rav Chisda stops. And he is now going to say his Tfilas HaDerech. Now, Rav Sheshet doesn't notice right away that Rav Chisda stopped. And the answer is, that's right. Rav Sheshet didn't notice right away. So you know we have our blind Amoraim throughout Shas. Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshet. So Rav Sheshet being one of the blind Amoraim. So he didn't notice right away. And Amalei Rav Sheshet Shamei Maika Avid Rav Chisda. And so now Rav Sheshet turns to his attendant and he says to him, I'm sensing right now that Rav Chisda is doing something. Could you please fill in the details? What is he doing? So Amalei Kayo Matzai. So he says, well, he just stood in his place in order so that he can daven and say Tfilas HaDerech. Amalei Ukmanam Lididi Ve'atzai. So I'll do the same thing as well. Mios Tov Al Tikrei Ra. And Mios Tov, it's better to be good, and Al Tikrei Ra, and don't be considered somebody who's bad. First of all, just as a great like little tidbit of the Gemara, that's not a pasuk. Meaning, first of all, the Gemara over here doesn't say dichsiv. It says it's a wise expression that the Gemara uses. It's kind of like mishlei, but anyway, it's not a pasuk. What's the idea over here? So the way Rashi understands this is as follows: it's no skin off of Rav Sheshet's back to just simply stop and daven. Now, if you're in a situation where it's going to be very difficult to do so, obviously you won't stop. But Rashi writes, "Hov ani yacholis pal mu'umad sharei chaver sayo medes lo ikre ra lispal mehalach ve'afa pishamuter." So, in other words, I feel if you asked me, if anyone would have asked me, do you have to stop to say Tfilas HaDerech? I would say no. You don't have to stop. I think you could daven while you're walking. However, it happens to be that the company I'm with wants to stop. So it's no skin off my back if I stopped and I also said Tfilas HaDerech, so I'm going to do the same thing as well. I hear you. Okay. Let me think about some. I don't know. Okay, I hear. My Ika Bein Havinena Letzfila Katsara. Is there a difference between Havinena and Tfilah Katsara? Now, the answer is yes. And the Gemara's question, Tosfos is even bothered by, like, what's the Gemara is asking? So first of all, the Mishnah taught us that the Tefillah Katsara is in case of emergency. And the Havinenu is just simply an abridged version of Shemoneh Esrei. So Tosfos points out, that's obvious. So you can see that the second Tosfos, Tema. Lema di'ika beinar, the Tefillah Katsara ne mespalel b'makom sakana. V'havinenu mespalel afilu shelo b'makom sakana. So there's the obvious difference, says Tosfos, where, when am I going to say them? So Tefillah Katsara is only in case of emergency. Fine. Outside of that, what is the basic difference between them? So that's how Tosfos understands the Gemara's question. Havinenu by Litzulei Gimel Kamaisa v'Gimel Basraisa v'Chimata Levese lo by Lamahad Litzulei. So the Gemara says, first and foremost, when you're doing Havinenu, the abridged version of Shemoneh Esrei, so you're going to be saying the first three brachas on the front end, the Shevach. You'll say the last three brachas on the back end, the Hoda'ah. And you'll be saying the abbreviated form of all 13 brachas in the middle. And when you get home, you get it. You already have a check for your Shemoneh Esrei, and you don't have to daven again. But tefillah ketzara lo bai litzul lo gimel kamaisa lo gimel basraisa. For the tefillah ketzara, you don't say the first three brachas of shevach. You don't say the last three brachas of hodah. V'chimat lebeisa bai lemahad litzulin. And when you get home again, you don't have a check for davening. Meaning, what was it that you did? So what you did is you begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect you. But you didn't daven Shemoneh Esrei, and not even an abbreviated version of Shemoneh Esrei. Meaning it's just simply a, please help me out while I'm in this really distressful situation. And when I get home, I'll daven. And also, another difference, says the Gemara, is that the tefillah havinenu, you have to say while you're standing. Because it is Shemoneh Esrei. Masha'enki, tefillah ketzara, you could be standing, you could be walking. There it doesn't make any distinction. Riding on a donkey, and the time of tefillah is now coming. Yesh lo. Mishi yochas es chamaro. Yeri lamata vispalo. So now you want to daven. If somebody else can hold your donkey, so hand the reins over to somebody else to hold your donkey and daven. V'im lav yoshabim kama vispalo. Otherwise, stay in your donkey, stay in one place, and daven your Shemoneh Esrei. Rebbe Omer ben kach ben kach yoshabim kama vispalo fishe ain't datum yoshavas alav. Rebbe's of the position that even if you can hand off your donkey to somebody else, you're going to be so distracted. In other words, you have a donkey right now. Somebody else is holding on to your donkey. You're not going to be focused on your Shemoneh Esrei. So Rebbe says, look, you're riding on your donkey, you're traveling, so stop the donkey, daven, but you could stay on the donkey. Amarav v'item Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi alach k'Rebbe. And the Gemara says, and this is the accepted halacha, that when you're traveling on donkey, you could stay on the donkey, even if you have the opportunity to hand it over to somebody else, you should stay on your donkey. It'll be the maximum amount of kavanah that you can get under those circumstances. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Suma, umishein yachol l'chavenes aruchos. Let's say somebody's blind, or just simply a person in a position where he is totally absent of direction. He does not know which way is north, south, east, west. So now, being unable to physically point into the direction of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore, mentally, what you should do is you should direct your tefillahs towards the Beis HaMikdash. And by Beis HaMikdash, that is the conduit towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar v'ispalu al Hashem, hayaomei b'chutz aretz yichavenes libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael. So if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you should be facing Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar v'ispalu elecha derech artzam, hayaomei b'Eretz Yisrael yichavenes libo k'neged Yerushalayim. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, face Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'ispalu al Hashem derech ha'ir, asher b'charta, hayaomei b'Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, yichavenes libo k'neged Beis HaMikdash. So you should be facing the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar v'ispalu al Abai Zazer. Haya omed bebeis hamikdash. If you are in the beis hamikdash, yichavenes libo k'neged beis kodesh hakadoshim. So we can even further pinpoint where you should be facing, and that is kodesh hakadoshim. Shenemar v'yispalu amakom hazeh haya omed bebeis kodesh hakadoshim. If you are in the kodesh hakadoshim, pause. Think about it for a moment. Who's in the kodesh hakadoshim? I know the Kohen Gadol is there on Yom Kippur. I also know we all know that while he's there, he shouldn't be davening. There is a tefillah ketzara that's said by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur as he's exiting. But that's it. So, it's. I understand the Bryce's point over here is just simply to highlight, can we further detail and pinpoint where you should be facing? But just, it's unusual that the Bryce over here is describing someone standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Haya omed bebeis kodesh HaKadoshim. Yechavnes libo k'neged beis HaKaporis. So we can further pinpoint where you should be facing, and that is the Aron. Haya omed achor beis HaKaporis. If you're right behind the Aron, yiratz mokilu lifnei HaKaporis. So therefore you should at least mentally put yourself in front of the Aron. Nimsa omed b'mitzrach machzir panav lamarav. And now, as a summation, so the Bryce says, if you're to the east, so then, of the Yerushalayim, so then you should be panav lamarav. You should be facing west. And b'marav machzir panav lamizrach, b'darav machzir panav l'tzafam, b'tzafam machzir panav l'darav. Okay. I don't know, quite frankly, what was just added in the summation. In other words, wherever you're situated, you should be facing Yerushalayim. So nimzu, kol Yisrael mechavnes libam l'makom echad. Everyone's looking at the same place. Am Rabbi Avin v'item Avina Maikra, k'migdal David Savarech, banui l'tapios. The Pasuk and Shir Shirim, the Gemara Darshins, right? The Shir Shirim is an analogy. And over here, we're describing the neck of the woman. But again, Bederech Mashal, what it means is tell, Shekopios Ponimbo. It is the mound, meaning Yerushalayim is the mound, in which all the mouths are facing in that direction. That's the word Talpios in the context of the Drasha. Avudu Shmo V'Levi, Ki Avabala Mefik L'Orcha, Havim Mekadmei Matzle. So the father of Shmuel and Levi, when they would be traveling, so they would daven early because they were en route and they were traveling. How early were they davening? The Gemara is not clear about this point. There is a Rashi, a really short Rashi, and a really interesting one, and one that's very controversial. Rashi writes, Havim Mekadme, you could see the Rashi. Rashi is above where we are in the Gemara. About a third of the way down. So Rashi writes, Havim Mekadme, Kodem Ayom. So Rashi says that because you're traveling, you could daven even before the day begins. Now, presumably what Rashi means by that is that even if it's before dawn. Now, again, Rashi's not super clear about that point, but presumably that's what Rashi means. Now, if that's right, that's obviously extraordinarily controversial. The controversy can be seen right here on the daf. Right? Tosos writes, he clearly understands Rashi as a reference to before Amud HaShachar. And Tosu says, V'lo nira, di'im kein la yotzim b'klal, di'ayin en yom. So that can't be. That's not day, by anyone's definition. And you weren't yotzim with tefillah at all. So it can't be, says Tosos. L'kach nirich sh'kaperish Rabbein Ochanan, no, de'mishil ala Amud HaShachar, kamar. V'havim mekad me'kodem anitzachama kamar. V'adayin enu ikr zman tefillah. So the preferred pshat of Tosos is that of Rabbeinu Chananel, and that is that you're davening after dawn, but before Netzach Chama. It's not the optimal time to daven, but nevertheless, that is an allowance that's given, a dispensation that's given for the person who is traveling. That's the way Tosos understands it. Again, a really interesting Rashi. So, back to the Gemara. So when they're traveling, they would daven really early. And then later, when it's Zman Kriya Shema, so they would say the Kriya Shema correctly, meaning at the proper time. Kamanki Aitana Detanya. The Gemara quotes a Braisa that will support this idea as well. Hishkem Latzeis Laderech, if you wake up early to go on your way. Mevin Lo Shofar V'Tokeya, so bring a shofar with you to blow. Lulav Amenanea, lulav to shake the lulav. Obviously, we're talking about, you know, when it's the time for shofar and when it's the time for lulav. And it's just, and again, just an oddity of the Gemara. Shofar, where are you traveling with a shofar on Rosh Hashanah morning? So Sukkot, I understand there's something called Chol HaMoed. So that part I get. But okay, right. Okay, I like that. I'm not sure if that's pshat, but I do like that. So Minaneo Megillah V'Koreba. Kshiyagi Azman Kriyashma Korei. And when the Azman Kriyashma comes, so you read it at the proper time. It could. There could be circumstances. Hishkim leisha bekarno besvina, and if you're on a wagon or on a boat, so misfalo kishiyagias man kriyash makore. And again, so there's an allowance to daven earlier than what normally is allowed. But then, when the time comes time for kriyashma, so say kriyashma at the right time. Rav Shimon Elazar Amar ben kachu ben kachor kriyashma misfalo kidei shiyis makula tefila. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says no. What my position is that you should say Kriya Shema, you should daven, even though you're traveling, but what do you gain? You're Somech Gula L'Tfila. Meaning, I don't want you to divide Shema from your Tfila from your Shemona Esrei. The Shema that you said earlier, you're not going to be saying earlier because it's too early. The Shemona Esrei, you have an allowance. In doing so, you're not saying Shema and Shemona Esrei in tandem. And what you gain by saying them in tandem is being Samech Gula L'Tfila, which the Gemara spent a lot of time discussing all the way at the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Dalet. B'Maika Miflegi, Marsav Tfila Me'umad Adif. Now, what's the issue over here? So there is a tension in terms of, look, we have competing values. On one hand, if I daven Shemona Esrei early in the morning before I start off on my travel, so now I'm going to be able to stand and concentrate, and I'm going to have more Kavana. On the other hand, Marsav Mismach Gula L'Tfila Adif. The competing value is that I'm going to be saying Shema later. So when I say Shema later, and then I attach that to my Shemona Esrei, I now have Smichas Gula Tzfila, so that's preferable. I'm going to lose out on the Amida. I won't be able to stand. I'm going to be traveling, but at the same time, I have now Smichas Gula Tzfila. So when I have these competing values bumping heads one against the other, so the debate over here is really founded on what is going to be a higher value. Tfila ba'amida, even though it lacks smicha gula tfila, or smicha gula tfila, even though it lacks amida.
Why don't they consider the possibility of just repeating Shema again afterwards?
Right, right. It's interesting that the Gemara doesn't entertain that as a possibility. No, just leave it at that. You're right. Marimar Marzucha have a mechanfe be'asara b'shabasa derigla. Mareimar and Marzurcha would gather together 10 people on Shabbos Deregel. Shabbos Deregel, Rashi over here says that we're talking about the Shabbos before Yontif. One interesting point of Rashi, when he speaks about Shabbos Derigla, is he says Pesach, Atzeres, and Sukkos. Generally speaking, when we're talking about the Drasha before Yontif, so we talk about Pesach and Sukkos. And Rashi over here, you know, rings up Shavuos says also where there's going to be a Drasha. Okay, that's just a small little detail within Rashi. But anyway, what they would do is that they would make a minyan in their house really early in the morning, umasu, and they would daven v'hadonafka lepirka, and then they would give shir. Now, to understand these next few lines of Gemara, it's three lines of Gemara, so I'm going to share with you a practice that was done back then. It's a really unusual practice. On the Shabbos before Yontif, the rabbi would give a drasha. Okay, we're familiar with that. The rabbi would give the drasha the whole day, starting from the beginning of the day. It seems pretty clear from the Gemara and the way Rashi explains it that there wasn't much of a consideration for davening. Okay. Now, I'm admitting to you that's unusual. Like, why can't they just pause for, you know, half an hour, an hour, and daven? And why the drasha went the entire day? And really there was almost no consideration of davening? So I'm admitting right now on the front end, it's really strange. I don't know why, but that was the minhag. I understand that. As will become evident from the Gemara and Rashi's explanation, there was a consideration for nobody's davening. Or I should say better, nobody's davening tefillah b'tzibur. Okay, you'll see what I mean.
Maybe he said this year four times, and people davened at different times.
It could be. I'm presenting the Gemara and Rashi, kipshuto. You'll see. So Mareimar Marzutra have a mechanfen be'asar b'shabasa derigla u'matzlai. So they would make a minyan really early in the morning so that they would be able to daven. And afterwards they would go and they would give shir. If you look at Rashi, I'm going to read the Rashi inside. B'shabasa derigla, Rashi writes, L'fnei Pesach v'atzeres v'sukos, Mareimar bi'iro, Marzutra bi'iro, hayu adashanim. So, and everyone in the respective communities, Mareimar in his community, Marzutra in his community, v'shachris hayu am, ochel beis ha'medrash. So Shachris, the people would go to the base measure. Shukishemegiyas man kriyashma Karin had Karin. So when kriyashma man kriyashma would come, so they would read va'darshan darish, and the darshan would just continue darshaning va'ha'am nishmatim mispalim ish lavado. Now in terms of when people would daven, so you know, so you're in the crowd, so you take a little break from the shir and you leave and you daven and you come back. So olakach. Now the Magid Shir, he's not going to have time to slip out. He's the one giving the Shir. So what is he going to do? So that's why they made an early minion for them. Good. That's the way Rashi understands it. Going back to the Gemara. Sorry. Rav Ashi, Matzle Bahadi Sibure Biyachid Miyushav. Rav Ashi would daven with the Tzibur Biyachid Miyushav while sitting. And when he would get home, so he would daven while standing. This practice of Rav Ashi, again, I turn back to Rashi. Rashi writes, Rav Ashi, Aya Rosh Yeshiva B'Mas Mechasya. Okay, so he was the head of the town of Mas Mechasya. V'dorsh v'hu lo haya mispalo kodem beis medrash, and he didn't like this idea of davening early. Ela kishemagiyas man kriyashma. So what would he do? So lo cheshar beyach lematorgaman haomed lefanav. So he had his meturgaman, as we discussed already numerous times. So that was a human microphone. So what he would do is he would say to the meturgaman, here, let me give you a whole bunch of information to give over to the people. And so now that gave Rav Ashi a break. A small break in the shir. Over Ocha, Maturgam, Mashmel, the Rabbim, who Koreshma, Visomach Gulu, Tfilo, Mispal, Miyushav, Shalay Yerot, Salatse, Shalol, Hatrech, Sasibra, Lakumi, Panav. And so while now the Maturgam is going over all this information, so he would quickly get in, Shma, Shmanesre, he wouldn't even stand up, because that would be a tircha, because everyone would have to stand up for him. And then, at a later point in time, when he went home, so he would daven again while standing. So Amalei Rabbanan v'le'avin mar k'mereimar umar zutra. So yeah, when did he make up his davening mu'umad? Okay, it's a good question. I'm not sure. So the Chachamim say to to Rav Ashi, you know, Mareimar, Marzutra, like, remember, they made their minyan early in the morning. And why don't you do that? So Amar Lahu, Tarchina Li Milsa. So the so he says that for me that's a tircha. And the Vilavi Markavu Dishmol, Vilevi. So why don't you follow like the positions of Uvu Shmo and Vilevi? Amar Lo Chazilu Rabban Kashisha Minan Dav Dehachi. I've never seen other people do it. Meaning this idea of making an early minyan in your house, Kodem Netzachama, like I know they did it, but I haven't seen other people do it. And as a result of that, I'm not a fan. I don't favor such a position. Okay, so again, a really strange piece of Gemara in terms of the practices of what the Darshanim would do and what the people would do in terms of davening on Shabbos Derigla, on the Shabbos where there would be Darshaning. Okay. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Omer in Tfilas HaMusafim Ela B'Chaver Ir. So the sheet of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, as we now in the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Amad Aleph, so Musaf was only said according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, only when there was a minyan. Now, V'chachamim Omer B'Chaver Ir V'Shalah B'Chaver Ir. Now the Chachamim is saying, what do you mean? You're going to daven Musaf whether you're with a minyan or whether you're daven B'Yechidus. Rav Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rav Yehuda says in his name, his meaning referring back to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, when there is a minyan, so an individual does not need to say musaf, meaning you're going to be saying it with a minyan. Okay, now, Rav Yehuda Aino Tanakama. Is Rav Yehuda, there are two versions of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the Tanakama's version and Rav Yehuda's version. Is there a difference? There has to be a difference. Right now the Gemara is asking, I don't see the difference. So Ika Benayu, the Gemara says there is a difference. Yachishol b'chavir. We're talking about an individual who's right now not with a minyan. Tanakama Sefer Potter, according to the Tanakama, there is no institution of Musaf outside of a minyan. According to the Tanakama's version of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Musaf is only B'tzibur. And Rav Yehuda Sefer Chayev, and Rav Yehuda says, not necessarily. His understanding of Rav Elazar ben Azariah is that you can daven Musaf with a minyan, and if you're by yourself, you're also going to be Chayev as well. But only when there is a minyan. So Amar Rav Huna Bar China, Amar Rav Chia Bar Rav Halacha Rav Yehuda, Shamar Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So now the Gemara says of these three positions that we have. So number one, the first version of Rav Elazar ben Azariah is that you're davening Musaf, but only with a minyan. As an individual, you do not daven Musaf. The Chachamim say you're going to be davening Musaf regardless, with a minyan, without a minyan. And according to Rav Yehuda's version, you're only davening Musaf, but only in conjunction with a minyan. So of these three positions, which one's the halacha? So the Gemara starts off by adopting Rav Yehuda's version of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Amle Rav Chia bar Avin Shaper Kamar. That's very good. Never did I have the occasion of davening Musaf by myself, but bin Narda, while I was in the town of Narda, where that's where he always was, Lavar Behu Yuma. There was one notable exception where there was a day. Dasa Pomusa Damaka, the army went through. Lamasa went right through the town. Va'atrida Rabbanan. And it really disturbed the rabbis. Velot salu. So, and they didn't daven. V'tzalali b'yachid. And I had to daven by myself. V'havi yachid shlo b'chaver ir. And that was the occasion where I davened Musaf on my own without a minyan. But outside that, I'm always davening Musaf with a minyan. Yosef Rav Chanina Kra, Kamei de Rav Yanav Yosef V'kamer Halachik Rav Yehuda Shammah Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. And so now the Gemara continues with a discussion of what do other Amoraim feel on this issue? So Rabbi Chanina said over, just like what we said. The halacha follows like Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amar Lei, when he hears this, Pokra Karech Livra, take this psak and take it outside. Dein halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda, Shammah Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's not the halacha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Niri says, Rabbi Yana Desali V'Hadra Sali. And Rabbi Yochanan says, and I saw firsthand, that Rav Yanai, he davened and then he davened again. Meaning it was a day in which Musaf was said, and he was by himself, and I saw him davening twice. And so I'm telling you that the requirement to daven Musaf is even as an individual, even as a Yachid. Now, Amalei Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zera V'dilma Mikarlo Kivin Daite L'Vasof Kivin Daite. So Rav Yirmiyah says to Rav Zera, you know, that doesn't prove anything. So he davened twice. Here's what could have happened. He davened, felt that he didn't have kavana, and therefore he davened again. That's possible. So Amalei Chazi Mangavra Rabba to Kamaseid Aleha. To which the Gemara's response is, that's not possible. Look, Rav Yochanan is giving testimony of Rav Yanai. When Rav Yochanan is looking at the actions of Rav Yanai, so Rav Yochanan is careful. He's Rav Yochanan. He's not just simply guessing what Rav Yanai did. He knows what Rav Yanai did. And by him testifying that this is what Rav Yanai did, he davened twice, it means that he davened Shacharis, it means that he davened Musaf, and even though he's Bechidus, even though he's by himself, nevertheless, he davened Musaf, the halacha falls like the Chachamim. The Musaf requirement is, even when a person is by himself. The Gemara tells us something that it taught us also towards the beginning of the Masechta. Rabbi Ami v'Ravasi afagav da'avet leisar be'kenishtar be'tveria. 13 shuls in Tveria, lo havim asi ala b'ini amudei. But still, they would only daven in the base medrash. Heche da'avet garsi, where they were learning. There is a qualitative difference in davening in the place that you're learning, and they felt that that was better. Open-ended question. Are they sacrificing tefillah b'tzibur in order to daven in the base medrash? Open-ended question. And I just simply add that if they weren't sacrificing tefillah b'tzibur, so then what's the chiddush? Yeah. Okay. So Itmar, Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu Amar, Halacha Rav Yehuda Shamar Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Again, back to the discussion of Musaf by yourself. So once again, we have Amoraim giving a psak. Quoted in the name of Rav, the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Chiya bar Abam. Rav Chiya bar Abba, daveni, daven again. Amalei Rav Zera, my time avad mar hachi. Why did you daven twice? Elei mishum delo kivein mar daite. Because you didn't have kavana. So that's not a good excuse. V'hama Rav Elazar la'olam yimod adam. Es atzmo im yachol lechaven es libo yispal v'yim lava yispalo. A person should approximate himself. He should evaluate himself. Meaning you need to be davening with kavana and see right now if you're in a state of mind where you can daven with kavana. If you can, then daven. And if you can't, then don't daven. And this idea that you daven but you didn't have kavana, that's unacceptable. Okay, we're gonna come back to this a little bit later in the Masechta, talking about what our practice is nowadays. Okay, but anyway. So Eladolo Itgamar Duresh Yarcham. So, oh, I get it. So maybe you daven the second Shemoneh Esrei because you forgot Yalav Yavo. Haven't forgotten Yalav Yavo in Maariv, not a big deal. You can make it up in Shachris. If you forgot it in Shachris, you can make it up in Musaf. And in Musaf, don't worry because you can make it up in Mincha. So this brisa seems to indicate that missing Yalav Yavo is not a big deal, because you can always make it up later.
Maybe he was davening Mincha.
Okay, the Gemara is going to give a more fundamental answer. I mean, what you're saying is possible, but the Gemara is going to speak to it more fundamentally. So Amar Leila Vidmar Alam Rav Yochanan B'tzibur Shano. That brisa has nothing to do with an individual Neshman Esrei. That brisa has to do with a tzibur. Under those circumstances, then you can wait till the next tefillah in order to make it up. But for an individual who forgot Yalav Yavo, so you must repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Now, when we say that it's a tzibur that can subscribe to this brisa, what exactly does that mean? So we turn to Rashi, and Rashi explains. So b'tzibur shanu, I'm reading the Rashi. Ein machzira mishum deshamalei mishlech tzibur. V'ika mikza saskara. So one pshat that Rashi offers is that if you're davening with a tzibur, so it's not going to be so bad because you're going to be hearing it from the Shliach Tzibur who is repeating it. But if you're davening by yourself and you don't have Chazar Sashas, so then you're going to have to repeat your Shemoneh Esrei in order to say Yalav Yavo. That's one pshat that Rashi offers. But then Rashi, second time today we saw this. Rashi then quotes the Bahag. Ubahag mefarish la b'shliach tzibur mishum tircha de tzibura aval yachid hadar. The way the Bahag says over the Gemara is that when the Shliach Tzibur davened Shemoneh Esrei, and the Bahag's pshat is, no, that's not the Bahag. That is a pshat, but that's not the Bahag. The Bahag is talking about the Shliach Tzibur actually having forgotten Yalav Yavo. And what was the tzibur doing at that time? They were also asleep at the wheel. So you don't have to repeat your Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because now you're going to have to expect everybody there to listen to now a repeated Shemoneh Esrei, and that's Tircha de Tzibura. So that's the way the Bahag understands the Gemara. Either way, Rashi or the Bahag, the point is that when you're davening by yourself, so you must be repeating your Yalav Yavo, and that's why the Gemara says That could have been why he repeated his Shmoneh Esrei two times. Kama Yishe Bein Tefillah Tefillah, waiting between tefillahs, meaning in a situation where you need to do back-to-back Shmoneh Esreis, and we've just given a number of scenarios in this perek in which one is going to do so. For example, Tefillahs Tashlumim, which we discussed in the beginning of the perek. Another example that we just said is Yalav Yavo, where you forgot your Yalav Yavo, you need to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. So under these circumstances, so do you have to wait between one Shmoneh Esrei and another? The answer is yes. How long? So the Gemara does not give metrics. The Gemara gives an answer. Let's we'll try to understand it. So Kama Yishe Bein Tefillah Tefillah Rav Huna Rav Chista Chanamar Kedei Shetischonen Da'ato Alav VeChanamar Kedei Shetischolal Da'ato Alav. So the amount of time that it takes you to either be Mischanen or Mischalel. Now, it's very similar expressions, and it's also not a metric. It's not a quantitative amount of how much to wait. It's just simply wait a little bit till your mind settles. So Manda Amar Kedei Shetischonen Da'ato Alav Dichtiv Eschanan El Hashem. And now the expression of Lischonen comes from when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, and the Torah's description is Veschanan. Umanda Amar Kedei Shetischolal Da'ato Alav Dichtiv Eichah Moshe. Okay, the Gemara is not giving nafkaminas. The Gemara is just simply saying that the expressions over here are borrowed terms used by Pesukim. Amar Avanan Amar Rav Tavlo Iskir Shav Rosh Chodesh Arvis. Ein Machzir Noso Lefi Shein Beisim Mekashin Es HaChodesh Ela B'Yom. You miss Yalav Yavo in your Mariv of Rosh Chodesh. So you don't have to go back and repeat it. Now, we said that you do have to go back and repeat your Shmoneh Esrei. And the only ones who don't are the Tzibur. Again, with the complimentary pshatim of what that may mean. But an individual has to repeat a Shmoneh Esrei if he forgets the Yalav Yavo. What the Gemara now is saying is that for Mariv, you don't have to repeat it. Why? Because, think about it. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when they're Mekadosh the Chodesh, they only do so during the daytime. And so therefore, since there is no option of being Mekadosh the Chodesh at night, so it's an interesting compromise. On one hand, we're required to say Yalav Yavo, even though Beis Din is not going to be Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. And on the other hand, if you forget it, okay, you don't have to go back. So Amar Amemar Mistabra Milsa Derab B'Chodesh Malay, Ava B'Chodesh Chaser Machzir Noso. The Gemara now thinks to make a distinction between a Chodesh Malay and a Chodesh Chaser, whether it's a full month or a deficient month. Now, when the Chodesh is Malay, Rashi writes, Kesha HaChodesh Avar Malay, Osin Rosh Chodesh Beis Yomim. So Rosh Chodesh is going to be 2 days. Hilkach Yachol Omer LaMachar DaArvish LaMachar Rosh Chodesh Gamor Yoser Min Arishon. And so now the second day of Rosh Chodesh is a definitive Rosh Chodesh. Now this I can explain in much greater detail. I'm not right now. We'll wait till we get to Masechta Rosh Hashanah to understand this even better. But anyway, that's a thought of the Gemara that we should make a distinction between forgetting Yalav Yavo on a one-day Rosh Chodesh versus forgetting Yalav Yavo on Mariv on a two-day Rosh Chodesh. So Amalei Rav Ashi L'Amemar Michtei Rav Taima Kamar Mali Chaser Mali Malei. So Rav Ashi says, look, Rav's explanation, it's not going to make a difference whether Rosh Chodesh is 1 day or 2 days. You're still not Mekadosh L'Chodesh Balayla. That basin does not do that. So Ela Loshna, there really is no difference. Having forgotten Yalav Yavo on your Mariv, you don't have to go back, whether it's a one-day Rosh Chodesh or whether it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh. Gemara seems to have a very clear conclusion on this matter. Tosos, the last Tosos in the Perek, has a lengthier discussion regarding this. Tosos does not feel that the Gemara's conclusion is as clear-cut as the Gemara makes it out to be. Hadron Lach Tzvil HaSashach, that's the end of the fourth Perek. Tomorrow, Mir Tashem, we begin the fifth Perek of the Masechta.